Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's game day here on WEEI Afternoon, so we have a rare opportunity. Our Thursday chat with Tom E. Curran is a pregame chat. Tom Curran on WEEI is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By your New England Chevy dealers, together let's drive. And Tommy Curran is powered by Verizon. Tom, what's up this week?
You know, I like the compressed week sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You get right after it. You do? You like it too?
Yeah, because yep. We get weekend. I kind of like the weekend.
Yep.
It's fun.
Yeah,
freedom.
There's no favors for the players. No favors at all for the players, but we're right at it. We don't have to spend too long breaking down the last game, and we're right into the next.
Yep. You're exactly right. There is a more even split. It's like a couple days on the last one, a couple days on the new one. Let's watch Thursday, and my body doesn't hurt, so you know I can go out there and watch the game tonight. So, but Tom, this is a division game against the Jets. They're not a very good team, but they've won two in a row. Are we maybe overlooking the Jets? Are we not taking the Jets seriously enough? Because I don't want to throw Fitzy under the bus, but in our first segment, he called it preseason game number three.
I think Fitzy's in the minority. I think that there's so much trepidation that the Patriots are at some point going to suffer a letdown that, and it's fairly universal, again, accepting Fitzy, that I don't think that folks in general, whether it be media or fans, are taking them lightly. They do deserve to be taken very lightly, given their non-production. Last week, they had 54 yards passing. 42 came on a check down to Breece Hall. They were staked to 2 touchdowns in the first quarter by returns. They're just not a good team. And I think that the main factor in this is the lengths to which the Patriots have gone for weeks to say we're not, they're actually going overboard, I think, in trying to avoid a letdown and to not congratulate themselves and to stay on task. So I don't sense a letdown this week.
Yeah, nor do I, Tom. I would be shocked if there was. But it was interesting last week. Ramondre Stevenson didn't play, neither did Kayshon Boutte, and it's the same for this game. And so two guys have filled in for those guys, Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, both had big games. And I'm just wondering, what do you anticipate kind of a continuation of that in tonight's game? Do you see Travion Henderson getting the lion's share of the carries and Kyle Williams maybe expanding on the one big catch that he had last week?
I do expect that Henderson will get the bulk of the carries, especially with Terrell Jennings dinged up. Henderson was dinged up too. And on the injury report early in the week, but then had all designations removed, so he's good to go. But Terrell Jennings was out, so Darnest will be up. So they will be a little strapped in the running game. And to me, would you look at the running game last week, Ted? I know we spoke about this on the post game. He had 2 long runs to account for the 147, but other than those 2 long runs, which absolutely positively count, but He had 12 carries for 23 yards on the other ones. They were not, it's not like they're ripping off 4, 6, and 8 time and time and time again. He had 2 home runs and many inconsequential runs. Yep. So to me, you look at it and you say, I'm not sure that the Patriots running back has running game has really started to click yet. And then with Kyle Williams, again, great play call, great timing, great execution and acceleration by him, but it was one catch on one target. So how much will it expand? It could, because the Jets are actually pretty good against the deep balls. Could you find a way to unlock him with Booty out again in some of those intermediate routes? I think it's a big night for the underneath passing game because the Jets have been very good against the deep ball.
So, Tom, if there's one way that the Jets might be able to surprise the Patriots, and by the way, just for context, I said the best case scenario is that the Patriots get up, get a big lead, and then kind of like they do in the third preseason game, can tell starters to exit late in the third. Anyway, be that as it may, what's the one way that tonight's game could either throw a scare into the Patriots or see the Jets actually, I don't know, kind of like rattle their cage?
Explosive plays that happen because of breakdowns or the other team pulls something off. I mean, Justin Fields is mobile enough that he could extend the play. Say he hits somebody downfield, and he's certainly not going to hit Garrett Wilson, who is their best receiver and is not going to play tonight. So just quirky, explosive plays would be the way that I would interpret it. And then, you know, May had a pick last week, but it was not a sloppy pick, a questionable pick in that, you know, maybe to err on the side of caution, but it wasn't a horrendously thrown ball. A guy made an incredible play and catch on it. So I don't expect a reversion by May to making bad throws or bad decisions. So I don't think they would have to be uncharacteristically, the Patriots, inefficient for the Jets to get more than 13 points. Really, I just don't see that happening.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots game day. Tom, we have talked on this show a little bit at various times about Drake May and weather or the wet ball and his accuracy, his hand size, various things like that. Sunday we saw early on in the rain. I don't know if they're directly connected, but early on in the rain he was a little inaccurate. Tonight, it looks like it's going to be mid-30s, maybe a little bit of a breeze down there at Gillette. Are you sort of following how Drake May, the young quarterback throwing the football in the weather of the Northeast, goes in the coming weeks and months?
I'm not keyed in on it. I don't have, like, when I'm taking my notes, I'm not going to have a separate category for weather balls. I think if I see a bad throw, I'll say that might have been caused by weather, but I just don't think it's going to be a trend. He comes out juiced up at the beginning of games. It could be that. It could have been the weather last week. He throws with such velocity that I don't think the wind is going to really alter the way his ball flies, the way it might, say, for instance, Mac Jones. But he does have smaller hands. They're on the small side. So it's certainly something that you're going to watch.
Tom, I'm just curious, you know, if you've had a chance, you know, you and Phil have been talking about, you know, how teams attack Drake May. You know, it was, I thought the Bucs kind of had a little wrinkle. They dropped the 8 guys into the zone. We used to play Peyton Manning. We'd only rush 3 guys, which at the time, I don't remember teams ever doing that. It just seemed to really befuddle him. He didn't have anywhere to go with the football. And all you're playing zones so you can see where he's trying to go. I mean, I think maybe that might be an effective way to stop Drake May, but no team has really found a consistent way to stop him. But Tampa Bay kind of did more 8-man drops last week. Do you see that as something that teams will maybe key in on and continue to do to kind of disrupt him a little bit?
Yeah, especially with the Patriots running game being a little bit strapped right now in terms of depth and a every down kind of bell cow back who can make them pay if they're playing back. So the other antidote for that too, Teddy, would be stay unpredictable, make yardage on first down.
Yeah.
Do you do that by throwing more on first and 10 than you generally have? I mean, we do see games in which they will bang their head against the wall and getting to second eight or third and seven, and then they throw and they rely on May. But the thing about him is, and the thing about their offense right now is, Josh McDaniels is so attuned to the things that he's doing, and I think at this juncture in Josh's career as a coach, there's nothing that he's not going to figure out. Okay, they're doing this. You know what? I've seen this a million times. Let's just go ahead and do this, Drake, and then they're screwed. So the marriage between an incredibly talented physically and seemingly mentally quarterback and an offensive coordinator who is still very much at the top of his game, eventually I think that they figure things out. So they will drop eight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm sure, Teddy, just based on the success that Tampa had last week. But what would the antidote to that be? Underneath?
Yep.
Or are they taking away the underneath? Or is it tight ends? It does hurt Austin Hooper not being out there this week. That to me is significant because I think he's been underrated and had an impact. And he's one of the tight ends for folks who might not remember Austin Hooper. We don't get enough chance to talk about him. One of my favorites.
So, Tom, tonight, the guy who signed a one-day contract yesterday, I think the contract is now expired as he's retired a Patriot. He's going to be he's not going to get that one play everyone was hoping for tonight. He gets to be keeper of the light. He'll have a little halftime ceremony, et cetera. Just wanted to get your feeling on Gronk coming back with that little one-day contract and how you feel about the idea of like a Gronk statue or any sort of further celebration of the big guy.
Maybe a nice banner inside the stadium with the silhouette of him spiking would be sufficient. I don't think, as he said yesterday, and I agree with him, one statue is plenty. If you want to do a Bill statue, if he can find his way back up here and shelve some of the pettiness and just say, okay, I'll come back for a statue, I think that would be appropriate. But I think a Gronk banner with the silhouette of a spike would be tremendous. It's good to see him come back because, and I asked him a little bit about it yesterday, just the rancor throughout his career. Remember when he got injured and he was releasing statements? He went through one of the most interesting arcs with Bill Belichick and the organization that any player did, from being traded, half traded to the Detroit Lions and threatening to quit if he got traded. So the Patriots kept him around, which was to their benefit, to him unretiring and being on the verge of blowing up the Patriots salary cap. So they had to trade him to Tampa Bay, which was an unbelievably savvy move on his part to extract himself from New England. So it was a very interesting run for him and his family in the way he morphed. He got here and would do anything that the team wanted him to. And then there came a time at which he felt that he was getting injured, hung out to dry a little bit, not by the team necessarily, but his body was just demolished, whether it be knees or arms or thighs. He was getting demolished. And there was a point at which I don't think he loved football very much for a short period. He liked the games, but everything else around it, I think, really was difficult for him to enjoy, which we did see in press conferences after he retired. So really fascinating arc, but it's good to see how happy he is to be back here. And everything should be water under the bridge at some point, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, look, Ted's a perfect example of it.
Yep.
A perfect example of it.
Yep, I agree.
Tom, with Brian Daboll getting fired in New York with the Giants, a couple names that I didn't think were necessarily going to be rekindled, certainly not this swiftly, as head coaching candidates in the NFL have been bandied about. I believe I saw a segment on your own network about it. Bill Belichick, as of yesterday, was like the second best odds to become the next Giants coach, and Josh McDaniels being thrown around for that job. Do you think there's any reality or veracity to either of those guys potentially being the next head coach in New York?
I mean, it's up to the Giants, and if you're the Giants and you want Jackson Dart to be your quarterback for the long term and you want to rectify your program, which has been just not great, I don't think that a 74-year-old, which is what Bill will be next April, is probably the best guy to put the paddles to your chest and reinvigorate you. I just don't. As for Josh, if I were a Giants fan and I've just gone through Joe Judge and Brian Daboll and I saw Josh McDaniels coming, regardless of the incredible job that he has done with Drake May and quarterbacks throughout his career, I would have some trepidation that this would be a guy on his third time around and having already seen the movie. I wonder if Josh would be interested, if the Giants were interested in him at this point. Or does he say, you know what, I'm enjoying this. This is good. I'm getting paid well. I like where I live. I like the organization. I like the arc of things. I'll stick with where I am for now. I don't know if he ever wants to go back and be a head coach. But I don't think he's in a position to be asked necessarily either. So kind of have held off on that question mostly.
All right, Tom, last one for us. I'm just curious. It's just your thoughts. Way too early kind of prediction on where these Patriots are going to be in the playoffs. But who you think maybe would be right now is their biggest competition? You know, do you think it's the Bills, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Broncos, just the AFC teams? Who do you think is the a real legit team in the AFC to be, up there with the Patriots at the end there?
It's really interesting because the whole conference is inverted. The three teams with the best records, Colts, Patriots, and Broncos, all at 8-2. I would look at the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills as being greater threats, though the Chiefs aren't even in the playoffs at this point, nor are the Ravens, and the Bills are scuffling. But we have all seen too many teams in every professional sport who have the experience of being postseason teams be able to summon and draw on that experience later on. So I would think that the Bills will be a threat. The Ravens certainly are. I can see the confidence just oozing off of them right now. Mm-hmm. I would consider them bigger threats than the Broncos, who I was really just saying, well, watch out for the Broncos, until I got an eye full of Bo Nix last week. I said, my God.
Don't have to worry about them. He was bad.
I really think it'll come. Their greatest threat comes from those three teams. But if they can secure the number one seed, Teddy, all they have to do is win one home playoff game, yep, and they're in the AFC Championship game at Gillette, which is wild to even consider.
All right, Tom, enjoy the game tonight, and we will catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Do you want to score?
Sure.
Yes,
if you got one, I'll take one.
Yes.
Let's go 19-3 Patriots.
I like that.
Is that
like
2 weeks that in a row you've picked 19 as one of the digits?
No, 19.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had 19-17 last week.
Yeah, you like the 19s. Okay. 19's
an unusual score.
Good point by you.
A little bit of a weird score, but I'll take it.
I tied Nebraska 19-19 my freshman year.
All
it's
right.
A weird score.
Okay.
I never
all
beat
all right,
it.
Tom.
Anyway.
You're
19. We'll see you, Tom.
See you, bud.
See you, guys.
See ya.
It's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, predicting a Patriots 19-3 victory. Up next here on WEEI, we're going to react to a couple things that Tom said, and I want to get Ted Johnson's. It doesn't fit, I don't think, in the buildup, but Ted Johnson's thoughts on the Nor'easter jerseys, where they maybe rank. This is a Nor'easter night at Gillette in Foxborough. Patriots-Jets, we're talking about it next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.